Well, I think as in all good offenses, they've got a great combination between very good skilled players and a very good scheme. I think they've been good for a long time. They've had a lot of players come in and out from, all the running backs, Westbrook, the most recent one I can remember, before McCoy was an outstanding player. Geez, you can go all the way back. I remember the guy from Waters, Ricky Waters, was there for a little while. I don't know. But anyhow, there's been a ton of guys. They've got very good wide receivers. Michael Vick's been a great addition. I think they're very explosive on offense. The West Coast offense is geared to get the player the ball as quickly as possible, and I think they do a great job of that. Outside of the deep balls that they throw a lot, it's a diverse attack. They do a really good job.
Okay, I thought you were going to go back to Wilbert Montgomery and Harold Carmichael.
Well, then they were good. It wasn't West Coast then; it was East Coast. But, yeah,
good stuff. You talked briefly about the weapons, but Deshaun and Macklin, how do you view them as a tandem and as a part of their receiving core?
I think they're as good as they're in the league. Now, they have their own strengths and weaknesses different from our guys, for example, but I think they're very good. Jackson's got outstanding speed. I remember when he came out of Cal, he was right across the bay from us at the time, and he's got, he's probably as quick and fast down the field as anybody. Very good in that respect. Macklin, it's a great compliment to him because he's a very good player. He's also got very good speed, but he's a bigger guy, a very competitive player. The guy that's probably not mentioned that much that I think does a great job for him is Avant. In the slot, he's an outstanding player. He doesn't start, but he does start in their what we call 11 personnel, and that's their base personnel anyway. They've got three very good ones on the field most of the time.
Yeah, this is a team that, they've gotten a lot of yardage, I think 379 per game, but only scoring 17 points per game. I feel like maybe they're an offense that just has a hard time finishing.
I hope not. No. it's surprising when you watch the tape, or, maybe I have seen some, but anyhow, it's surprising to me that they haven't scored as much because they moved the ball very well. They moved it on everyone. So I don't know exactly what their issue is. They'd know best what it's been. Mm-hmm. But they're a sleeping giant in a lot of cases as far as their offensive output. They've always been good on offense. They've been good since Andy got there. Marty Morningwig, who does an awful lot of the offensive work, doesn't get maybe much credit for it, but does an outstanding job of game planning. He's one of the top coordinators, in my opinion, in the league. And like I said, he doesn't get as much of the credit, but he has. I think he's got as much to do with their prowess, so to speak, as anyone.
When you see kind of the issues that you had against the Raiders with tackling, how do you go about fixing something like so basic in the pros?
Well, for one, you don't want near as many balls on the second level. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of balls in the second level, but outside of that, it's a lot of it takes focus. It's no different than stripping the ball and getting turnovers. If you're not thinking about the ball, then it's going to surprise you when it comes available. And the same thing with tackling. If you're, if you think you're a secondary kind of a player and not a primary guy, then sometimes the tackle will surprise you and you won't have the great path to the ball. But we did do a poor job last week, and it hasn't been a strength for us for the season. We've had some better games, but we've missed our share. That's just something you got to keep working on. And like I said, it's a lot like takeaways and things like that. Those are things that you just have to keep working on and get better at.
Looks like John Abraham will be facing another young offensive tackle for another game. Mm-hmm. Kind of like those matchups when you get an older vet against a younger guy like that.
You'd always like to say you got the mismatch. Mm-hmm. That'd be great. But players step up, as you well know, too, when they play and get called on. So every week is a new challenge because they aren't all the same. Although some guys may be less experienced that you go against, some of those guys step up and do a good job. But, so we'll have to wait and see how the game, plays out.
The missed tackles, that part of the run defense problem? Or sure. Numbers being as high as they are?
Yeah.
And do you think Dent, he played his most last game with Steven out. Is there help there for the run defense with him playing more of his snaps increase, or was that just a
– That was just because Steven was out, yeah.
You get, Corey Peters is working back in. Don't know when he'll be back in the next 21 days, but is it kind of nice to see him back out there working, and what is he going to add to the defense?
Well, it is good to see him back out there. As you well know, I wasn't here in the past, so I don't know you know, all that much about Corey. I know when he came out, we liked him a lot down in Miami and and stuff. But outside of that, I'm kind of anxious to see him work, you know. So I really don't have much to say other than I'm kind of eager to see how he practices as well. He did have a significant, you know, injury, foot injury, so we have to ease him back into things. But like I said, I'm eager to see him out there, but and we'll see how, you know, how much we can get out of him this week. It's uncertain right now whether he'll be, you know, up or not.
Is that a situation where you've got to spend some time and familiarize yourself with him to best know how to utilize him?
Not any more than with film, because okay. I interact with the guys 24/7. I mean, we're talking all the time about stuff and see how they feel. But to me, it's what it's going to see how he practices, mm-hmm. and obviously, you know, Mike Smith has the ultimate say on what he thinks he's ready or not. Mm-hmm. But like I said, I'm anxious to watch him on a film, see what he does.
How did Dent perform with that extra responsibilities last game?
I'd say average.
And are you worried about Ashante going against his old team at all? Or
worried about it?
Yeah, about it.
Jeez, I can't worry about it. I got enough things to worry about. Yeah, I've been worried about everything, man. Yeah. No, they you know, look, I think that's a great question for him to see what he says. Yeah, from my point of view, you know, I look at every week. Yeah, I would hope so. It's a challenge when they play the guys. But it's also going to be something that they feel like they can do some things on Ashante as well. So as long as Ashante, I believe, looks at it through their eyes, not only his own eyes, mm-hmm. then he'll know he'll be better prepared for the game because they're going to come at him with things that they think are, you know, his deficiencies. Mm-hmm. And you have to always take that into consideration when they're on offense. If you just look at what you do well and try to do your thing, well, look at they're looking at you in a different way. You have to turn it around in that position, I think, to really to have a good game, which I think he'll do because he's very, you know, Ashante's a pro.
You've coached with Todd Bowles. What's kind of your evaluation of what he brings to that team?
I think Todd's one of the more intelligent coaches in the NFL. He's very smart. I believe he's a Temple grad, as a matter of fact. Not that that makes you smart, but he is bright. I've coached with him twice. I coached with him at the Jets for a year, and then I coached with him the last 2 years at Miami. Really, the first thing that comes to mind is Todd's a very bright guy that has been hoping to get the opportunity to be a coordinator. He's interviewed over the last several years a few times, and it just hasn't worked out. So I think he's anxious to do it and eager to do a good job, which I think he will. Like I said, until a guy does it, it's hard to really say what his capabilities are because putting it together is one thing, calling it's another thing. And so we have to wait and see. But as far as knowing X's and O's and all that, I mean, he knows it as good as anybody. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, Coach, I just had some numbers here. If you could help me to decipher what they mean. Vic against the blitz in the last three games is 22. 42 for 398, 67%, 4 touchdowns. It seemed like he had some blitz problems, but he might be corrected them.
Yeah, it looks like he's doing all right there. Yeah,
four touchdowns. Good numbers against
those
the
aren't
blitz.
Bad. Okay. Yeah. Like he said 22 out of 44 or whatever.
42.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's like I said, in some cases, a lot of that is game to game. You know, it really is. Michael does a great job of staying alive. He keeps plays alive. Mm-hmm. It's evident. You know, you watch the film, Mike, I get a blitz, and he'll make two or three guys miss. Nice. Mm-hmm. So that's the challenge when you do blitz, and that's why some people don't blitz as much. It's the same against Cam Newton. It would be the same. Any guy that can move. Mm-hmm. It's the same against the guy at Washington a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, some of the scheme has something to do with it that mm-hmm. teams play, but a lot of it has to do with the player. If the player is an elusive guy that you can't get your hands on, you have to, you know, you got to be careful. I shouldn't say careful, but you want to pick your poison.
Okay. Fritz Sherman used to say you don't want to waste your bullets.
Yeah. You never want to waste them. but you don't want to go home with a pocket full. That's right. Yeah, that's not good either.
Yeah. That's what he used to say about Barry Sanders. He's like, we got to shoot our bullets, all of them.
Yeah. You better shoot some. If you go home with them in your pocket, that's not good. Yeah. So, all right.
Well, all right, Coach. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Coach.
All right.